This conference is being recorded.
Hey everybody, this is Mike Westerdahl from CriticalBench.com. I'm going to be the host for this interview. I've got Alex Morocco on the line right now. Alex played basketball at Eckerd College down here in St. Pete, Florida, and he was training at Strength Camp with Elliot Hulse, and that's where we hooked up and I first met him. So he got hooked up on the website as a writer, writing about all kinds of sports training. And he's become an extremely popular writer on the site, a real fan favorite. So the reason for the call tonight is because Alex has come out with a new program called The Truth About Quickness. Now, a couple days ago, I sent out an email about this where he's giving out some video lessons on quickness, and I've gotten swamped with questions. So instead of answering all these questions or flooding Alex's inbox, we set up this call. Alex owes me a favor, so he's going to be answering all these questions I have and get all the info out there. So first thing everybody's got to do is go to getquickness.com and enter your email there, and you'll get free instant access to the Truth About Quickness TV. So there's four episodes right there. You get those free by going to getquickness.com. So Alex, tell the listeners about yourself and why you teamed up with Kelly Baggett.
Sure, Mike, and thanks for having me here. I know, like you're telling me, you've just been getting swamped in your inbox, and I've been getting the same over and over. And I read all the emails, but it's hard for me, obviously, to reply to everyone back. So I'm glad that we could set up this interview and kind of answer everyone's questions here, hopefully. So I originally, like most people, I'm an athlete first and foremost. Like you said, I played college basketball for 4 years down at Division II Eckerd College. And I've also been training athletes for the last 6 years now, and I'm a young guy. I'm only 21 years old right now, and a lot of people, like especially in the online world, like to refer to me as like a prodigy or something like that. And that's not true at all. I'm just really just it's just kind of like an intuitive thing that I've had with training athletes from a really young age. And a quick story on me and how the truth about quickness and everything, how it all kind of came about. Is I was a basketball player, obviously, still am, and I was always really skilled, but really, really slow. So genetically, I was not geared to be a quick, fast, or explosive type of athlete. That obviously was holding me back significantly, especially when I had this big-time goal to play college basketball. So obviously, like we talked about, I did end up playing college basketball, but there was, that was like a from start to finish, like a 5-year transformation. And basically, the Truth About Quickness Insider System is basically a compilation of what went on in those 5 years with what system I kind of discovered and tested and tweaked and built up, combined with the genius of Kelly Baggett. And that together has made the Truth About Quickness Insider System. And just a word on Kelly. He has been my mentor for the last 6 years, ever since I started training athletes, and he is a best-selling author, worldwide known, sought-after trainer, literally the book on speed, power, and explosiveness type training for athletes. So having access to him for all these years has been great for my knowledge base and for everything like that. And when you kind of put together what went on during that 5-year transformation, where I went from this really slow, really unsuccessful basketball player to playing a high level of college basketball, so it's that system basically that I discovered back then, along with the genius of Kelly Baggett and his kind of input on it and smoothing things out, and you put all that together. So you put those two things together, and we've kind of come up with this instant quickness formula, and that's basically what is the Truth About Quickness Insider System, Mike.
Okay. Well, how'd you meet Kelly?
We actually, it started with the internet. I sent him an email one day when I was a lot younger, and I think he took a liking to me just from a young age. I showed a lot of interest in sport training and just knew a lot from a really young age, and I think he was pretty impressed and probably saw a lot of himself and me. So from there, we started emailing a lot, going back and forth, talking training and research, and I'm doing this with my athletes, and look at what happened with this, and he's coming back to me with different stories, and we just kept talking. Eventually, we got on the phone and chat, and all these years, we just kept helping each other, and I kept learning from him, and I still am learning from him, obviously, because the guy knows everything, and I don't. And we ended up making this DVD. I mean, it's more than just a DVD. We ended up making this entire system together now. It's kind of like the culmination of all of that, all those years.
Yeah, it's cool. For everybody listening, I actually had Kelly and Alex and a bunch of other guys from Strength Camp over about a month ago, was it, to watch some UFC fight night. So Kelly was a real cool guy to meet. But as we get into some of this quickness training, I want to just kind of differentiate between speed and quickness. Now, a lot of you guys know I played college football. I played at Central Connecticut. It's a 1AA school. That was a while ago now. I'm starting to get a little bit older, not a young gun like Alex. But just a quick story about when I was playing. We had a running back there. He was more of like a third down back, and he was really shifty, and I would call him quick. Like, he had moves, he could juke you, and it was just hard to get him. And I would call that quickness. But if you just line up side by side and do a 40-yard dash race, I could beat him. So I would say that was a guy that was quick but wasn't necessarily fast. Can you explain the difference between speed and quickness, or if how they're the same or different to the people listening?
Sure. And there's, you know, there is a difference between the two, and it's, you know, it's a big misconception that they're actually interchangeable, because they're not. The big difference you're going to see between quickness and speed, or quickness and explosiveness, is the amount of force that's involved in those movements. Does that make sense? So if you think about a speed, like you said, lining up for a 40-yard dash, when you when you're sprinting at top speed and your foot is striking the ground with each stride, you're absorbing anywhere from 5 to 10 times your body weight with each stride. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you're talking about 1 to 2,000 pounds of force that you're absorbing with each foot strike. That's a ton of force. And when there is that much force involved, that's where something like power plays a much bigger role than quickness. And now quickness, on the other end, is when there's a lot less force involved. So if you're moving, you can make a quick cut to the right for three or five steps, or 3 or 5 yards. There's not as much force involved. It's more about the voluntary movements of your limbs, the ability of your nervous system just to fire out real quickly without any type of force kind of getting involved with that. It's more about you than about what's going on around you. And that's kind of like the difference between speed and quickness.
That makes sense, yeah.
Good. I'm glad that does. It's a really, like you were talking about, it's a really visual thing. It's really hard to describe in words. But when you talk about a guy who, like you were talking about, your third down back is really shifty and really quick, you're going to blow by him in a 40-yard dash. And that comes back to a word that I like to use, and it's the name of my blog, which is GameSpeedInsider.com. It's the word game speed. And you look at all the football combines, and you see these guys running these blazing 40-yard dashes, but you're like, how did he run that fast? I watched him play in 4 years in college. He never was that fast. And it's because it's the combine speed, the 40-yard dash, isn't necessarily game speed, which is where it actually matters. And quickness is much more applicable to games as opposed to just like straight-ahead speed. And that's what really we really focus on in the Truth About Quickness system is the work you're doing is going to apply to games, not to combine. So if you're a football player out there and you want to run a faster 40-yard dash just to impress scouts, then it's probably not for you. But if you're interested in actually performing better in the sport, then it's probably, it's definitely something that you need to consider in your goals in your sport.
I mean, I'd have to totally agree with that. I mean, you're thinking quickness is going to be even within like a 5-yard gap of someone else, how fast you can move within that short period of time before you've started to build up that power, like you've said. So, I mean, quickness is important. My freshman year of college, I was actually a safety before I put on about 20 pounds. But my D-back coach, he used to always tell us, no feet equals defeat. And he was always talking about how important it was to have quick feet. So I want to ask you, quickness, what sports do you need to be quick in? I mean, you don't really need to be quick, obviously, in stuff like powerlifting and sports like that, but what sports can you benefit from being quick in?
Sure. While I personally, from what I've seen in my own experiences, and obviously talking with Kelly and all the thousands of athletes that he has worked with and continues to work with, is any sport where you're on your feet and there's any type of, I guess you call it like acyclical action where it's not just one thing over and over, where you have to react to things, where you have to cut, where you have to be agile, you have to make lateral movements, you have to do all these, you have to accelerate, all these different things. Those are sports where quickness is vital. So you look at basketball, football, baseball, soccer, tennis, hockey, you know, mixed martial arts, boxing. Quickness is, you know, it's prevalent in almost every single sport besides a few sports like you mentioned, like powerlifting, or if you want to call it a sport, like bowling. I don't think quickness is that important, you know. But,
or like hobby sports.
Hobby, I guess we call it hobby sports, sure. But yeah, putt doesn't really require quickness, but.
What about reaction times? I mean, does that have something, like in baseball,
yeah,
that's got to be a lot of just, you know, eye-hand coordination and things like that. Is that going to affect your quickness, how quickly you can react?
Yeah, yeah. We if any of them go to getquickness.com and they sign up for Truth About Quickness TV, they'll see in the first episode that it's called the 4 Keys to Quickness, and I go over the 4 major components that you just got to have if you're going to be a quick athlete. And one of those is, like you said, is reactionary quickness. And it's basically just how quickly you can react to like a visual or an auditory stimulus. And something cool about reaction time is that you actually react quicker to a sound than you do to seeing something. So if you're in football, like you're on the line and the guy jumps offside because of like a hard count or something like that, it's actually because he heard the count before he saw that the ball wasn't actually snapped. So you see what I mean there?
Right.
He kind of reacts to the sound before he actually sees it, because we react quicker to sounds than we do to what we see. And reaction quickness is definitely a really important aspect of quickness. It's one of the 4 big ones.
We kind of had a drill in college where you'd be spinning around in circles, shuffling your feet, kind of making yourself dizzy, and there'd be cones around you that are different colors. So you're already dizzy, you're spinning around, you don't know what the coach is going to say, and all of a sudden he yells out a color, and you have to sprint right towards that cone. So, I mean, you're hearing him say the color, and that's the first thing you react to.
That's pretty cool. Sounds like
I always wondered, why are we doing that? Like, how's that going to help anything, you know? Like, how is that even relevant? But it sounds like that was working on our quickness.
Sounds like it, yeah. I think we're... When we're playing sports, when we're athletes, we're always wondering why we're doing anything that a coach is telling
us. Or, you know, even in school when you're studying math and you're wondering what good that's going to do later.
Yeah. You have to start on that stuff.
Now, moving on, I want to just ask you some of the questions from some of the emails I got in, so you can cover some of those topics for us. First one I got was John from Columbia Heights. He sent an email and he asked if his son, who's in the 8th grade, is too young to use your system.
Definitely not. The Truth About Quickness system, there's tons of stuff involved with it, but one of my favorite part about it is the Insider's Action Program Manual, which has 48 weeks, an entire year's worth of speed and quickness programs. And they've been designed scientifically and specifically for athletes of all ages. It's been broken down into beginner's levels, intermediate levels, and advanced levels. So someone who's younger and maybe doesn't have the, you know, the physical capacity to start doing the more advanced stuff, which is jump right in at the beginning. So someone who's in 8th grade probably doesn't have the preparation to start doing the really hard stuff, but he can jump in right at the beginning and, you know, he can speed up his progress and his growth as an athlete by starting there and just zoom right through the system, and he can get there pretty quickly, way ahead of his peers. But there's definitely a place for athletes of all ages and levels to start with the system and make some massive improvements.
Okay. That sounds fair enough. Can you tell us a little more about the program in general, an overview of it, like how many weeks, what's involved in it?
Yeah, sure. So not to get too sciencey, but me and Kelly based the program on a certain 4-step progression that we've basically gotten down to science for quickness. And it starts with, so we break the beginner, the intermediate, and the advanced sections. They're each 16 weeks long, and we break each one down into 4-week cycles. So it's, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4-week cycles for the beginners, and the same thing for intermediate, and the same thing for the advanced athletes. So the first 4-week program is based on the first progression that we found, and it's based on overall coordination and getting the right muscles firing and working on your feet. A lot of athletes have something I like to call dead feet. And we really work on hammering, getting your foot muscles working, getting them stronger, getting your ankle mobility right, working on your Achilles tendons and making them reactive like they should be, and lots of things like that, and getting those movement patterns and that coordination down right. So that's the first progression. And then we move into the next four-week cycle, and we work on the second progression, which is speed. So once we have those patterns down and you're moving through all the drills correctly, we're going to speed it up by maybe putting a 10-second time limit on each set where you have to do as many reps as possible in those 10 seconds. So we really hammer down increasing the speed. And then we get to the third four-week cycle where it's based on the third progression. Here, we want to increase the force of whatever movement you're doing. So whether it's adding a box, increasing the height of a box, or taking the drills from 2 feet to 1 feet, different things like that, the force and adaptation in terms of increasing the force of the movement. So we can work on your ability to absorb more force, to stabilize that force, and to put it out more rapidly. And then we go to the fourth cycle, the fourth four-week program, and that's based on the fourth progression, where now that we've increased the force of that movement, now we're going to go back to speed, and we're going to make it faster by going back to the time limit type stuff. So you go through that whole progression, and you really, really, you cover all those qualities, the four keys, the quickness, and you really hammer them home, and you really work on them, and by the end of it, you're just, a totally different athlete.
Sounds awesome. I mean, what's included with the package? Does the DVDs mostly instructional, and then you have training logs, or what does someone get when they order the system?
Sure. So the system, like I said, it's not just a program. It really is like a system. So the first thing that they're going to get is the Truth About Quickness Insiders DVD. So on there, they're going to find about 30 minutes of me and Kelly just talking and laying all the cards on the table, telling them everything that we know about speed and quickness training. We just explain everything really simply and really effectively, so they really have a good understanding of all the training and everything. So even beyond when they're done with the program, they'll be the speed and quickness experts themselves. So people can come to them and they can train other people, or they can continue to train themselves and continue to progress. So that's the first part of DVD. And then also included in the DVD is the Truth About Quickness video library. So in there, it's actually me performing and demonstrating every single exercise in the Truth About Quickness programs, plus more that we couldn't even fit in the programs. There's, I don't remember the exact number, but I think there's almost 80 different speed and quickness exercises and progressions in that video library.
Well, that's huge, because the worst thing is when you order a program and it just tells you to do stuff and you don't even know how to do the exercise.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then the cool part is that a lot of these have probably never been seen before by 99.9% of the entire training world. A lot of them are just like the brainchild of me or Kelly and different things like that. So it's really cool. There's a lot of like crazy looking exercises that you're going to see. So if I give you a name, you're gonna be like, wait, what does that mean?
Right.
One of the exercises is called a low box depth jump into a split squat landing. So
I think I saw that on the site. I was like, what
yeah,
is
that's,
that?
That's actually in the highlight video. That's
I was like, that looked pretty cool.
One.
Yeah, that looked pretty advanced. A lot of the stuff you were doing there.
Thanks, man.
What is Kelly doing when looks like he's like touching the back of somebody's hamstring or checking some kind of evaluation?
Yeah, that was actually me. He was checking out. We were demonstrating just one of our glute activation tests that we run with our athletes, and it's just where you're lying on your stomach, both legs straight out, and then you bend one of your legs so it's at 90 degrees, and you just raise the heel of that leg. So what you'll do, you'll have an athlete doing that, and you can put a hand right on top of their glute and then another hand on their hamstring, and as they raise their heel, you know, they're extending their hips a little bit, so you can kind of see which muscle is firing first, their hamstring or their glute. And obviously, you want the glute to fire first before the hamstring. So you can kind of just, it's a really rudimentary way to get like a good view at what's going on with their hip extension, are their glutes firing right. So that's, that goes back to the beginning of like the system with the first parts of the program, really just hammering home these movement patterns and these activation issues, clear those out so the rest of the training can really, really work. So that was one of the tests that we run, and there's a lot of different tests and things like that in the system. So we've got the 30-minute information part, we've got the video library, and then we also have the 10-minute Ultimate Insiders warm-up where I basically take you through the exact warm-up I always use with my athletes before our speed and quickness and weightlifting sessions, and it's a really, really, I guess, effective, straight-to-the-point type of warm-up where we work on all these different nervous system activation stuff and mobility in the right places and stability in the right places and getting the right muscles firing and foam rolling and tissue quality and all these great things in this compressed warm-up that we always do with my athletes. So that's what they're going to find on the DVD. Now, the next thing they're going to find is this spiral-bound notebook that contains the Truth About Quickness Insiders Action Program Manual, and that's where they're going to find the 48 weeks of speed and quickness programs. What's really cool, it's not just 48 weeks of, you know, just like thrown against the wall a bunch of different programs. It's actually, you start with week one, and it builds for 48 entire weeks as you're progressing each week. So it's not going to take 48 weeks to see improvements. What's really cool about this type of training is that you kind of see improvements really, really quickly within 2 to 3 weeks. Like when I go back to my own transformation, I guess you can call it, from really slow to really, really quick, I saw some crazy improvements within like 17 days. So, and most of my athletes, they usually see crazy results within about 3 weeks. I'm not going to say it's like 10 days or anything. It's about 3 weeks. So that's where you find the 48 weeks of programs in that program manual. And the next thing they find in the Spiral Bound Notebook also is the Truth About Quickness Insiders Action Workbook, which has been like a specifically designed logbook template, I guess, where you can really track all of your quickness workouts and ensure that you're doing everything right and to make sure that you're progressing. Because a lot of people, when they buy different things, you know, they'll get like a training system or a DVE or something, and they'll be like, it's cool, but now what do I do? How am I going to use this? So the logbook not only shows you exactly how you can kind of keep track of your workouts and everything like that, but I think it really forces people to be accountable with their training. So they know they have this logbook that's designed specifically for this training, and it's all blank right now. Nothing's filled in. So they know they got to start filling that stuff out, and to do that, they got to do the training. So that's the main components of the Truth About Quickness Insider system. Additionally, I went to some of my good friends who are pretty well-known in the training world as well, and I got them to give me some bonuses to give away for when people actually got the Truth About Quickness Insider system. So the first one that they're going to get is the top 7 classic muscle building exercises with Vince Del Monte, who everyone knows, you know, is the skinny guy savior. He's all about muscle building and things like that. And obviously muscle is obviously really important for all athletes in all sports. So that's a really cool online DVD that he got to give to me, that I get to give to all the Truth About Quickness customers. And then on top of that, Kelly is actually also volunteered to give away his body composition manual, which is this nutrition ebook where it's chock full of nutritional information all about mainly for athletes learning who need to cut weight, who need to be at a certain body fat, who needs to put on weight, whatever they need to do, it kind of lays it out for you specifically how to do it. And anyone who knows Kelly, and you know, most people around the world do, he's adored because he communicates all this really hard to understand information really, really well. So it makes a ton of sense to anybody, from to anyone who has a kinesiology degree to a 12-year-old who knows nothing about the human body or anything like that. So that manual is pretty cool. And then the last thing is I got John Kim, who's actually the owner of Jump USA, to give away like a 15% off lifetime coupon to anyone who ever purchases anything from his e-commerce store, where he sells tons and tons of different training products. So
yeah,
those
it's a great
are
site.
It's awesome. They sell, you know, tons of great training stuff. I know personally I bought a bunch of stuff from him before. Actually, I should talk to him about it because he's a good friend of mine and he's still making me pay for stuff. But those are some of the bonuses that come with the system. But like I was talking about, the main components of the system is going to be the DVD and the video library and the warm-up, and then the programs, the 48 weeks of programs, the specifically designed logbook. And you put all that together, and you have like this automatic quickness system at your disposal.
That's pretty complete right there. I mean, for the 48 weeks,
do you do that straight through? What if you've got the season coming up? Do you keep going through the season, or can you kind of pick up where you left off, or how does that work?
Well, how it works is, like I was saying, it's broken down into beginner, intermediate, and advanced. So there's some questions we're going to ask you, some testing we're going to do to kind of decide where you're at and where you should start. And then at that point, you know, obviously you don't have to go 48 weeks through for it to work. Like I was saying, you're going to see results basically no matter where you start within a few weeks. So, you know, if your off season is only 12 weeks long, you can start wherever you want to start, and then you work those 12 weeks, and by the end of it, you're just a completely different athlete.
But it is an off-season workout, though?
Absolutely. It's for the off-season. And what's good about it is it can be tweaked really easily to fit your in-season workouts as well. Because what's great about these workouts in the Truth About Quickness system is that they're not very demanding. So they're not going to take away from everything else you're doing. And two, they're really condensed. They're not very long. You're going to do 3 workouts a week for about 10 to 12 minutes. And it sounds like an infomercial almost, because it sounds almost too easy. But we've really got it down to a science. So you know, you're not doing anything wasted. Everything is efficient and effective.
Right. You know, I was just thinking of something. You got this muscle building bonus from Vince Dilmani, and you know that's my area of specialty, and you didn't ask me for anything. So what's the deal with that?
Sorry, Mike. I think Vince beat me too. He saw all the hype and excitement surrounding the launch of the Truth About Quickness system. He's like, man, I got to get in there somehow.
Well, you know what? Tell you what, I'm gonna destroy that little bonus. I got something up my sleeve. I just thought of. I haven't even launched this yet. I haven't told anybody about it, and it's not to steal any thunder from what's going on with you. But I've got a monthly ebook subscription club coming out where you get a training ebook of the month. And everybody that goes to Critical Bench, you know, it's a lot about building muscle, it's about power, and even bodybuilding. So I like to call it like power building, half power lifting, half bodybuilding. So this club goes for 10 months straight, and you get a muscle building book every single month. And just for starting up on that program, you get an arms book, you get an abs book, you get like 5 bench press interviews, and you get another ebook by Elliot Hulse, How to Start a Hardcore Warehouse Gym, and you get a supplement review guide. I will give that entire package, it's probably worth about $300-$400, to the first 50 people that order your program. So that's what I'm willing to do. And I think that that beats out Vince's DVDs. I'm sure Vince's DVD is awesome. I like his stuff, but I can't let him beat me out on this.
I think you just blew him out of the water with that. That's nuts, man.
But so what is the deal with the launch anyway? When's that happening?
Sure.
What is a launch anyway?
Well, what happened was me and Kelly put in our order for our copies of the DVD and all the notebooks to our warehouse. We were going to print them all off last week. So we put it in order over there, and we found out it was going to take a little bit of while to get everything done. So we knew that we had all these people online, all these trainers and coaches worldwide who were our friends and people we've networked with, and they'd seen what was in the training, they knew it was in the system, and they wanted to promote it. So we were like, what should we do about this? We're not ready to sell it yet. We're not ready to give it to people, but we have all these people who want to start promoting it. So what we decided to do was we put together something we're calling Truth About Quickness TV, which is a 5-episode series where each video, me or Kelly, basically, you're together, we're taking you through a lot of the information you're going to find in the Truth About Quickness Insider System, and we're just giving it to you. It's 100% free content, no strings attached. We just knew that we had all these people who were interested in it, but we didn't have anything to give them yet. So we're like, you know what, we just may as well just start helping them out. And that's really all we want to do is help people. So we put together this 5-episode series, and episode 1, The 4 Keys to Quickness, is currently available right now. And like you said, you just go to getquickness.com. and get signed up, and you will get access to episode 1, and then also exclusive members access to the remaining 4 episodes. So that's what we did in the meantime until it's available. So we found out that we're going to be able to launch the actual DVD system and everything in the system Monday at midnight. So Monday, 11:59 p.m. Then when it hits Tuesday at 12 a.m., the system's actually going to go live and be available. Now, what I didn't mention before is that when me and Kelly put in our order, we had no idea the amount of hype and basically hysteria that was going to be surrounding the Truth About Quickness Insider System. So we only put in an order for 1,000 copies. And we thought, we'll probably move a bunch of them just because the content is so good and so helpful for athletes. But we didn't actually think there was going to be 1,000 people we were going to be able to sell them to. So with all these other coaches who jumped on the bandwagon and want to promote this to their subscribers and help them out, we've had come to the website and getting Truth by Quickness TV. We've had over 15,000 people come to the site in the last 36 hours. So we're kind of freaking out over here because we only have 1,000 copies to give out, and we're having all these people come to the site, and we're not going live for another 5 or 6 days, and who knows how many more.
Yeah, I mean, I believe it. I got the same kind of feedback just from the email we did a couple days ago.
We had no idea like anything like that was gonna happen. So we're over here, and you know we're kind of freaking out. We're not sure what's gonna happen. But just based on a numbers game, like I'm not a mathematician or anything, but with all these thousands and thousands of people, we might hit 50,000 people by the time this thing launches, and we're only giving away 1,000 copies. So we have no idea what's going to happen. So what we did was we decided everyone who signs up for Truth About Quickness TV will actually get placed on a priority notification list. So we'll actually give everyone on that priority notification list an early bird link to actually purchase the program. So they're going to get a link like an hour before the rest of the world to purchase the Truth About Quickness Insider System. So not only when you sign up for Truth About Quickness TV do you get all 5 of those action-packed episodes, but you're also getting put on the priority notification list so you can get your link way before the rest of the world.
Sounds like a no-brainer, man. That's huge.
Yeah,
I've seen a couple of episodes. It's real good stuff, so definitely head over to getquickness.com and sign up for that. I think we missed a bunch of questions that came in. Kind of been jumping all over the place. Let me just grab a couple more before. I know we're kind of running over the time limit here.
Sure.
But I had one from Alan, who's from China Grove, North Carolina. He wanted to know if it's the same program for all the sports. He wants to know if he can use it for lacrosse.
Yeah, he can definitely use it for lacrosse. And the way me and Kelly kind of look at it is if your sport is played on your feet, then you're going to be able to benefit from the Truth About Quickness Insider System. Lacrosse, obviously, is one of those sports. So we kind of look at it as we're going back. You know, everything starts with your feet. You know, your body, you're always on your feet. Every sport you play, you're running around, you're on your feet. So that's your foundation. A lot of athletes have really poor, dead feet. A good analogy to think about it is if you have this great car, but your tires are shot and have holes in them and they suck, the car is not running anywhere, right? So
right.
We kind of see it as we're putting on these brand new, you know, awesome tires with 24-inch rims and spinners on them. We're making these tires awesome. That's what we're doing with your feet and your lower legs in terms of your quickness. So you build that up and everything else just starts running a lot better, a lot smoother, a lot faster. So, you know, lacrosse, clearly one of those sports that he can definitely benefit from it.
All right, cool. Well, you sound very confident in this, so I'm sure I already know what you're going to say to this next question. But Lewis, he's from Houston, Texas. He wants to know, if it doesn't work, can he get his money back?
I'll tell you what,
and
if
I'm
going to
say, first
work,
of all, don't buy anything ever if you think it's not going to work, because if you think it's not going to work, it's not going to work. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing as you, Mike, but If he actually does it and it actually doesn't work for him, first of all, I'd be shocked because it's worked for literally thousands and thousands of athletes over and over again, like clockwork. But if it doesn't work for him, we do at Truth About Quickness offer our famous bulletproof money back guarantee, 60-day money back guarantee. So anytime within 60 days of his purchase, he's at all less than satisfied, he can just send me a quick email, and I will courteously refund every penny. But like I said, this thing is like 1,000% success rate. So I'd be very surprised if we ever had to refund anybody. But if you wanted to, no problem. I'd do it.
All right, cool. So you pretty much covered this already, but somebody named Samson from Virginia Beach wants to know what makes this program different from the other speed programs that are out there. You've already told us about some of the different exercises and the breakdown, and I'll let you see if there's anything else you wanted to mention.
A big thing that I've noticed with, actually, I'll rant a little bit here, Mike.
Go ahead.
A couple different problems that I have with a lot of the speed training stuff out there right now is that doesn't it's not applicable to games. It doesn't transfer to your actual games, which is where that's the only place where it matters, in your basketball games or in your football games. That's where the speed and the quickness actually matters. So all these speed training programs out there, they're great if you want to run a fast 40-yard dash in a straight line, or if you want to run a fast 100-meter dash in a straight line. But if you want to be fast and you want to be quick in a football game, in a baseball game, or in a soccer game or a basketball game, then you need to make your training applicable and transferable to something like that. And that's the first problem I have with these other training systems. And that's why our program works so well, is because it transfers directly over to your actual sport. So you start seeing these massive improvements in your sport, within 2 or 3 weeks. Then another problem I have, and I'm gonna pick out a specific speed training tool that for some reason coaches around the world have fallen in love with, and it's the agility ladder. And I have one, and I hate it. I never use it. I bought it a few years ago before I actually knew why it was doesn't work. And I don't want to sound bitter, but I just wish these coaches would take more time to really understand what they're doing with their training and if they're actually wasting the athlete's time or if it's working. So the agility ladder, what a lot of people don't know is that as you get better with the agility ladder, as you practice the specific movements in the agility ladder, like just like an in and out or like an achy shuffle or things like that, you're not actually really getting quicker or faster for games. All you're doing is getting quicker or faster at that specific drill. Those drills are so specific in terms of their coordination patterns and movement patterns that it's only transferable to that exact drill that you're doing. So that's a big problem with the agility ladder.
Would that be the same thing with like tires? When you had to step through the tires, you get real good at that, but when do you do that exact same movement in a game?
Well, it's similar to that, Mike, but it's actually a little bit different, and I'll tell you why. It's because in the agility ladder, after you increase your speed enough at it and you get good at it and you hit a plateau like really quickly and you're not getting any better, the problem with the agility ladder is that you can't increase the force involved in that movement. You know, you can't, there's no way to make it necessarily harder to force your body to keep adapting. So something like what you were talking about with the tires, it's a little bit better because you can increase the force. You know, when you're stepping through the tires, you're raising your leg up and you're coming down on the ground from a distance. So there's a little bit more eccentric force involved there. It's a little bit better. But it also does have a point where once you get good at it, that's it. So that's a big part of the Truth About Quickness Insider system, is that it's based on, like I was talking about, those progressions before. So you never plateau. You're always getting quicker and you're always getting faster.
Cool. That makes sense what you're saying. Now, as far as testing, like coaches, you said you'd see a difference pretty quickly, and you're going to see that in your gameplay or in your skill. It's going to transfer onto the field. But is there anything the coaches test you in where your quickness will improve your score or anything like that? I mean, we got tested in different shuttle runs and different box drills and things like that. If you get quicker using this program, is any of that going to transfer to anything that your coaches might be testing you in?
Yeah.
Or is it mostly just going to show up as you're playing?
No, it would, because if we go back to the tire analogy, as we put in better tires on you and we improve your feet, it affects everything. Because, you know, all these forces that's going on and everything in a sport or in movement, it goes in and out through your feet. So when we improve, you know, a great byproduct of all the quickness training is that your feet become a hell of a lot stronger. You have much better mind-muscle connection with your intrinsic foot muscles and things like that. So once you get those things going, everything else is just going to improve. Your sprinting speed. So indirectly, this training will actually improve your 40-yard dash. It'll improve your 5-10-5 drill, or it'll improve your box drills or whatever or what have you. So as a byproduct, it's going to improve all of that.
And you can put this in combination with whatever weight training you're doing anyway?
Absolutely. And that's how me and Kelly use it with all of our athletes. Like I said, these workouts take about 10 minutes, 3 days a week. So we'll go into the gym, we'll go through a quick warm-up, then we'll hit this training, and then we'll get right into the weight stuff. And it's a great way to potentiate the nervous system also and really get us fired up and going for the weight workouts as well.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Alex, I wish that this was around when I was playing in college. I was a walk-on. I didn't wind up starting until my junior year. And a lot of it was just figuring things out on your own. You know, you had your strength and conditioning manual and stuff, but it was, like you said, ladder drills and running 3 miles and all this stuff that just didn't transfer. You had to kind of figure stuff out on your own. I mean, back in the day, I went and bought strength shoes and tried to figure things out. But getting a system like this and combining it with the weight training you're already doing, I think it's a definite great way to accelerate your athletic development, really. So everybody, if you haven't done it already, head over to getquickness.com, get those free videos, and just the information you're going to get from those videos alone is going to make you a better athlete, teach you some new exercises that you can add in right away to what you're doing, start getting quicker, get better at the sport you're playing. And anything else you wanted to add in, Alex?
Just to add on to what you're saying right now, which I totally agree with, it's just that as an athlete, that you're just overwhelmed with so many different types of training and programs and workouts, and someone saying this is how you do it and someone else saying no, this is how you do it, and you're just lost, and you don't really know where to go or what you need to do to get to the place that you want to go. So that's my favorite thing about the Truth About Quickness system, is that it gives you, you know, that peace of mind in knowing that you're doing everything right. And like you were saying, even a couple years ago when I was still playing college basketball, I wish I had this exact information at my fingertips. So I don't have to worry about all these different types of training and am I doing this right or am I doing this wrong? Am I not doing enough? Am I doing too much? There's just so much that can be going on.
Just information overload. Like back in the day, you couldn't find the information. Today, there's too much information. If you spent all your time reading all the advice everyone gives out, you wouldn't even have time to train.
100% agree. Absolutely. So what I mean, that's what I love about the system, is that it gives you everything that you need, nothing more, nothing less, and it just gives you that peace of mind that all you got to do is just implement and carry out the training, and the results are yours.
All right, man. Appreciate you taking the time tonight. I think we covered most of the questions and covered a lot of ground here, so appreciate you taking the time, Alex.
You got it, Mike. Thanks for having me.
All right. Talk to you soon.